As Election Day looms, the race for the White House circles around key battleground states. Our Yamiche Alcindor reports.
Today, former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Florida, his first visit to the state since being nominated. There, he delivered harsh words for President Trump's policy and rhetoric towards veterans.
Quite frankly, it makes me very upset the way he gets in front of a camera and crows about how much he has done for veterans and then turns around and insults our service members and fallen heroes when the camera's off. Calls them suckers and losers. Donald Trump has no idea about the ideas that animate women and men who sign up to serve. Duty, honor, country. That's what service and patriotism is all about.
The Sunshine State has the largest military and veteran populations in the country. Biden stressed the need to strengthen the VA.
We have a responsibility to ensure that we're providing veterans with world-class health care they deserve in every situation.
Veterans make up a critical voting block in one of the toughest battlegrounds. A statewide poll released today from Monmouth University showed Biden just barely ahead. 50% of Floridians said they plan to support Biden, while 45% backed President Trump. Today, President Trump began his day by calling into Fox and Friends.
We've agreed to do it once a week in the morning, and I look forward to it.
He spoke to the host for more than 45 minutes. And he again claimed a coronavirus vaccine could be approved by Election Day and distributed immediately.
Because we're going to have a vaccine in a matter of weeks.
President Trump also lashed out at the Democratic governor of Nevada, who criticized him for defying warnings and holding an indoor rally in Las Vegas last week. The president accused the governor, without evidence, of rigging the election.
Now, he'll cheat on the ballots. I have no doubt about it. This is the same man who's in charge of the ballots.
And following his visit to California yesterday, President Trump doubled down on his denial of climate change. He repeated a misleading claim that poor forest management is the only factor behind the wildfires raging in the West.
You have forests all over the world. You don't have fires like you do in California. You know, in Europe, they have forest cities.
In California today, Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, lambasted the president's remarks on climate change.
This is not a partisan issue. This is not ideology should not kick in. It's just a fact. This is just a fact.
And promised a different approach.
And it is incumbent on us, in terms of the leadership of our nation, to take seriously the extreme changes in our climate and to do what we can to mitigate against the damage.
Tonight, Biden and Harris are campaigning on opposite sides of the country. Harris in Nevada, Biden in Florida. But they have a common goal, courting Latino voters. While President Trump heads to Philadelphia for a town hall with undecided voters. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.